Welcome back to All Rights Reserved, your exclusive entertainment law and law school podcast with your hosts, Kayla and Suna. Today, we are going to be talking all about how to pass the California bar exam, because if you do not follow us on Instagram already, Kayla and I just passed the bar and we were sworn in as California attorneys last week, and we finally feel mentally stable enough to talk about the bar and reflect on it. So that is what we're going to do today.
How's it going, counselor?
Oh my God, counselor. It's great. I think the swearing in part was way more anticlimactic than I thought it was going to be. Like, I already figured it wasn't going to be that exciting, but it was like extra not exciting. Like, it was almost annoying that I had to stop working to get sworn in, but then the swearing in part was fun. Like, it was
I feel like it would be really cool if we did it in person.
Yeah.
I think it definitely was anticlimactic because it was on Zoom, but I mean, it's so surreal.
I know.
Like, I'm on like a high. I feel like I still have like a post-bar glow.
I know. No, because
like the craziest feeling.
It is. Cause like when you think about it, I mean, we've been actively thinking about the bar since like last August when we started 3L and we were doing our first bar prep course through school. And like the tension was building and building and building. And then we studied for like 12 weeks and then we take the bar and then we have to wait like another 3 months before results come out. Like, what a trip. So where were you when you found out about your bar results?
I was at home. I took the day off.
Yeah.
I was at home. I was with my brother and my boyfriend. My parents were in Mexico City, so they weren't here. And so I'll never forget, like, it was like five, and guys, it comes out at like 6 p.m. Okay.
Yeah.
So at like 5:15, I'm like laying on my bed with the dogs and I just start like hysterically crying because I'm like, I convinced myself that I had failed and I just broke down. I called my mom and she's like also freaking out, right? Like,
oh no.
Waiting in Mexico to find out if I passed. And I call her, I start like hysterically crying. She's like trying to calm me down. And then after we got off the phone, she told me this later that the person she was sitting with was, you know, looked at her and was like, you know, it's okay. She'll do it next time. And apparently my mom was like, no, she hasn't failed yet. And so I was like, oh my God, that's so embarrassing. But yeah, and then like it came out. I was told that it was going to come out early. So I kept refreshing it.
Oh, really?
And at like 5:52, because I was expecting it to come out like 5:58. Mm-hmm. But at 5:52, I refreshed it and it literally just had passed. And I screamed. I was screaming and jumping up and down and I'm crying and I'm just pacing. It was the best moment of my life.
Isn't it like the biggest release like on the planet?
Like, it was like all the universe your
lifted off my shoulders.
It was like all my anxiety and my worries and my stress, mm-hmm. everything about my life that I was so worried about was like officially done.
I know. It's so crazy.
Tell me about when you found out.
So I took the afternoon off because I knew that if I took the whole day, I would be a little more nervous.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, in the morning, I can still focus because it's still far enough away into the future of the day. So I could like get some stuff out of the way.
Yeah.
And then right before results came out at 3, my boyfriend and I went to see Marvel Eternals in IMAX. Cause I was like, I think being in a dark movie theater where I can't check my phone every 2 minutes and like nervously text with people or like check my emails nervously just in case like something goes wrong or whatever. I was like, I think that will be like that isolated experience will be good for me.
Yeah.
So before going into the theater, I like logged on to the bar website on my phone, just like make sure I could log in and that I had my password and everything. Cause like, I was also nervous that the website was going to crash because that happened in a lot of other jurisdictions.
Same.
So we were, you know, in the movie, eating the popcorn, drinking the soda, like, you know, enjoying the movie. And, I like looked at my watch and it was like 5:35 or something. And then that's when my anxiety started to kick in. Cause I was like, oh my God, okay, the movie's about to end. And then I'm going to look at my phone and I'm going to find out. So the movie ends at around like 5:50, I'd say.
Oh my God. It was like right
then. The end credits are rolling. Okay. And there's like this really dramatic score in the background. And I go onto the bar website. It's not up yet because it's 5:50. And then I, like at 5:55, I like refreshed the page and I saw pass.
Were you in the movie theater?
I was. And no. I started ugly crying. No. I was like, I passed. I did it. I passed. I did it. Like crying for a solid 5 minutes. But at the same time though, because of it, it being dark and like this dramatic end credit, like score music playing, it was actually a very cathartic experience. And it actually felt really good. But the other funny thing was like, we leave the theater and I call my parents in Turkey. It's like 5 a.m. their time. Like we talk and whatnot. And then I was talking with Max and he goes, you know, people are either going to think you were super passionate about Eternals or that I broke up with you. Because like there were still people around us.
My God.
So yeah. And it was just like one of these feelings where it was like so surreal. And it was like, I've never felt so relieved in my life. And then the other thing is I kept thinking it was too good to be true. So I kept checking the website every 5 minutes. You know, is the letter there? Does the letter actually say congratulations? Like, is it actually passed? Like, did I misread this?
You found out like in a movie theater.
Yeah. But honestly, like, I'm really glad I did it that way because I think that honestly, being in a dark room was a really good thing somehow. Like, I don't know. I don't regret it. It's a great story. But
that's amazing.
Yeah. And then like that weekend, I just kept checking until the public pass list came out. And then I checked that my name was on there.
I know.
And then like, I finally just to
make sure they didn't
it.
Make a mistake.
I know.
Just so they didn't make a mistake.
I was just so paranoid that like something was wrong. Just because like you spend so much time obsessing over this stupid exam and like to find out you actually passed and that you never, ever, ever have to really think about it again, unless like maybe you take the bar on another state, which like, I don't know why I would ever do that, but
Wow.
That's pretty crazy.
I'm so proud of you.
I'm proud of you. We worked really hard and it was, I think it was also just really satisfying to know that all of our hard work paid off.
Yeah.
And now that we've passed, we feel certified enough to like tell you what we did to
give advice. So
that you might pass. Yeah.
Yes.
I feel like in previous episodes, we're like, we're just going to wait until we pass to talk about this. But now that we've passed, we can talk about this. So we asked you guys to submit your questions all about the bar and the California bar exam specifically, if you had any. And we're going to kick it off with what bar program that we used. Mm-hmm. We both did Themis, which I would so recommend. I loved it. It worked so well for both of our study styles, I feel like.
Oh, for sure. And we have different study styles to begin with.
Yeah.
So I think it really like kept us in check.
It did.
I think it did a great job. I mean, obviously, like, you know, a month in and 2 months in, I'm like, I don't know anything. This program isn't teaching me anything. And then all of a sudden it clicks and you're like, okay, it worked.
I know. I think what I liked about it was that the video lectures weren't long at all. Like the longest was like 25 minutes and I would listen to them on double speed. And I really liked that they had like these fillable handouts that went along with the lecture so that they actually make you pay attention. I thought that was great. I thought it was nice that it had a flexible study schedule thing where like it would assign you stuff every day. Mm-hmm. But if you wanted to work ahead, you could, if you wanted to do different things, you could, and then it would just readjust. That worked really well for me. Cause I know that Barbary, their lectures are super long, but I also know their lectures are a bit more comprehensive than ours because like with Themis, like the lectures are very basic, like what you need to know. And then there are bigger details, like way more nuanced things in the actual outlines, which like, I didn't read any of the outlines. Did you?
I don't think I opened up one of the big books.
I didn't either. I looked at their cheat sheet things, but that was about it.
They had really good cheat sheets. And then they also had like these reviews. It's like an essay review and then also MBE reviews. And I loved those. They were like workshops that you would just
about those. Yeah.
Remember those workshops? Like they would literally have this guy. He would just run through everything in like 10 minutes. Yeah. He was great.
He was great. I loved him. Yeah.
He would go through an essay, an old essay, a bar question. And it just was awesome. It was so helpful. And what I would do is I would pause the video before he would go through the answer, and I would see if I can issue spot it myself. So I forced myself to do all these extra issue spotting. And then even their multiple choice, like they gave such nuanced questions. Mm-hmm. Like you learn about the very sub rules, the nuanced rules in your MBE. You don't, it's a, like the writing portion is very, you know, basic, it's very surface level. Mm-hmm. So I thought they did a really great job with the MBE as well.
I thought so too.
Even though I kept failing all of them, it clearly worked. I don't know how, but it was good.
Well, I do know for one thing, Themis uses actual past licensed questions, whereas Barbree doesn't. So right, if you're listening to this and you committed to Barbree already, you're probably going to want to buy Adaptabar, which we'll get into in a little bit. But the one thing I also remember, because we were in that Themis Facebook group, like for bar takers, and they were also saying that like, oh my God, these contracts questions are so nuanced. Like how is anyone passing these? And then I remember someone commented on one post and was like, no, they adapt like to you as well. Like they get harder on purpose.
I mean, there were times where I'd
like to not feel stupid while doing all of this, but whatever.
it's tough. It is really so tough. Scary and tough. Like, I think I failed the simulated exams. Like I was getting really low scores and it really made me feel awful. And it made me feel like I was going to fail, but it pushed me. And I think it helped.
Yeah. And honestly, I feel like I would rather have a hard bar prep company to actually prepare me than to have a bar prep company that's not that difficult and like just makes me feel good while I'm studying all the time where it makes me like overly confident. But yeah, long story short, we both did Themis. We thought it was great and clearly it worked for us. So
yeah, exactly. And I guess that's the perfect segue into our next question, which is, you know, what supplements did you use and on top of Themis that really helped? Mm-hmm. Because I know I, for a fact, you know,
we used basically the same things too, I think.
I did Adaptabar, bar essays. Oh my God. Bar essays is incredible. It's people who weren't successful, who sold their real graded California essays to this website. And then you can see how a real person's score is calculated. Yeah. It just helped me so much to compare my write-ups to these scores. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think I saw like a 95 out of 100, which is like impossible. You guys,
which is sad because it means that person failed though. Like they did that well on that essay, but they failed the rest of the bar. Like that sucks.
Well, that's why, you know, you don't have to be amazing in one subject. Mm-hmm. You can really be very you're aiming like, average.
To pass. Yeah. Yes. Like you're aiming to pass. You're not aiming to like get the highest score. No. But yeah, baressays.com was amazing. Yeah. Because also one thing I found was that Themis's model answers were so unrealistic. So like anytime I did an essay through Themis, it wouldn't like, you know, I would get most of the points or like maybe half of them if it was like a hard essay, but their model answers just didn't make sense. And like, they weren't even really IRAC'd, which I thought was weird because like we're supposed to IRAC our essays. But then being able to go to baressays.com and look up the actual past bar exam that like that bar essay that I wrote and then seeing what passing answers were made me feel way more like just I felt more like I knew what I needed to do instead of just feeling lost because I was comparing myself to the model answers. Baressays.com is a paid membership, but it is 100,000% worth it. I think I actually used Baressays more than I did Adaptabar.
It was great. I was on it every day.
Yeah. Adaptabar was good too. I just, honestly, I feel like if you have Themis, you might not need Adaptabar because they both have licensed questions, but it's good to see other things too. Like I personally didn't use it as much, but I know you used it more than I did.
Well, you're right in terms of the questions. I think the questions on Themis and Adaptabar were very similar. Yeah. However, I do think that the reason Adaptabar worked so well for me is because I paid extra for these videos by this professor named John Grossman. And basically what he does is he teaches every MBE subject and he breaks it down like you're a kindergartner. And he just says it in such a clear and concise way that is so easy to understand. And he also kind of like teaches your brain how to spot answers that are wrong. So even if I didn't know the answer, I knew what was wrong. And I think that's what I did on the actual bar. I think I think he was my saving grace, because I knew my writing was strong to begin with, mm-hmm. but my MBE really struggled, and it's expensive for sure, but mm-hmm. I split it with a friend, and it was worth every penny. And I highly suggest buying it if you struggle with the MBE, because this man changed my life. He's probably the reason I passed, and he just like bumped my score up by like 20% almost in every subject. That's how like concise and straightforward he was.
That's amazing. Yeah. I mean, that's great. Like, I think what you said about being able to spot wrong answers is a key thing to succeeding in the MBE, because I feel like it's such a mind game, and you have to do whatever it takes to like get to the point where you're spotting those patterns. And I think like doing as many questions as you can, doing different question formats and stuff, I think that's really beneficial. Yeah, I think one thing I did like about Adapt-A-Bar was the statistics it gives you about your performance, like what your sweet spot is in terms of like the time it takes you to answer questions. Like they always tell you, you should spend like 1 minute and like 40 seconds or whatever it was that you have per question. But like my sweet spot was always like 60 seconds or like 50 to 60 seconds. And like if I spent longer on a question, I'd most likely get it wrong. Yeah. So barsays.com, Adapt-A-Bar, you should check with your schools just to see if you have any discount codes. Cause like our school did for Adapt-A-Bar and Barsays. I think for Barsays, we got like $25 off or something, but find a friend to split it with, use it, barsays.com. I loved that thing.
Besides that, what did we use?
Oh yeah.
Mary Basics. So our professor, Mary Basic, she's Tina Schindler. Incredible. So is Tina Schindler. They're incredible. They're geniuses. And they wrote a book called the California Essay Writing Book.
Yeah. It's like basically, if you search it on Amazon, you'll see it, but it's basically California Bar Essay Writing. And it's basically just like this book that has condensed outlines for every mm-hmm. single bar topic. And then it also has essays that you can do and like a rundown of the answer and like what you needed to hit it. And that was like,
and memorization attack sheets, which was so helpful. Mm-hmm. And I thought that book was fantastic. I mean, mm-hmm. listen, any type of supplement that you use, they're all going to be different. So you need to find one that works for you.
Yeah.
But the thing about Adapt-A-Bar and the thing about barsays.com is like those two are just essential.
Oh, those were so good.
It's not a preference. Like that is your key to passing mm-hmm. this test, and it's worth every penny. Even though it's very pricey, I mean, people can split it with you.
Mm-hmm. Or you can just budget ahead of time. You know, if you're planning, you don't have to pay for everything all at once. Yeah, I think my one thing with the bar essay writing book was sometimes the outlines got a little dicey for me personally, but they were great. I agree. Mm-hmm. They were great to just like simplify concepts. Like they were just rule statements that you needed for your essays. And like, I did what probably a lot of people wouldn't have done, was I made my own outlines, because that is how I learned in law school. And that is how I remember things generally. And I used that book so much, because like sometimes Themis would have these really long convoluted rules, and I would just open the bar essay book and boom, like a one sentence, easy to remember sentence that I can just like put in there and then spew onto a page if I need to. Aside from that, I also used podcasts. And actually, you also listen to podcasts,
because I love those podcasts. Yeah.
So Bar Exam Toolbox is amazing, because mm-hmm. they have these little, they have shorter episodes that go over just some doctrinal like issues for different subjects, but they also have a few episodes where they go through California bar essays. So that was amazing. And then the other one was Hands-Free MBE. Which I would listen to on my walks. And I loved that podcast too. Yeah. It was actually in my Spotify Wrapped for the year. Oh,
that's so cute. Oh my God. I mean, I think all of those were mm-hmm. amazing. And they were so helpful.
Yeah.
Truly.
It's just like, I think one of the struggles with studying for the bar is like, sometimes you just get bored and you have to like switch it up and find ways to like still learn while yeah. also not wanting to simultaneously die.
It's true.
So for me, like I did this a few times where like I went to the Silver Lake Reservoir and I went for a walk, but I listened to Hands-Free MBE or a different bar prep podcast and like would just like walk around in the sunshine, like learning about torts and attractive nuisances.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. So, those were the supplements that we used mm-hmm. and we can't not talk about them because they were incredibly helpful. And with that, I'll just jump into our next question, which is how do you set up a study schedule / come up with a study strategy? So how did you approach this, Kayla?
Well, I guess this is, you know, an easy question. Before I started the bar, I had no idea how I was going to do my schedule, but mm-hmm. Themis and Barbary and like every bar prep company that you end up picking, they create a schedule for you. And then, you know, if you do a little bit more than what mm-hmm. is on your schedule, it will recalibrate. Or if you do less, then it will push it to the next day. So I just followed Themis's schedule. I thought it worked very well. It was very efficient. There were obviously times where I needed to implement adopt a bar or bar essays, and I would kind of use them in conjunction with each other. But mm-hmm. I think for the most part, it was a really straightforward, easy schedule to follow. Mm-hmm. And then even studying with friends. Mm-hmm.
You have to choose wisely though, I feel like, because yeah. sometimes studying with friends can be stressful and then sometimes it can not be stressful.
Yeah. I think Suna and I got really lucky that we're very compatible.
Yeah. We study in a very similar way and like we held each other accountable the couple times that we did study together.
Yeah. Plus, and I thought it was so helpful.
Yeah,
it really was. And I do have to attribute the fact that I got every essay subject I loved mm-hmm. on the test. Like I got so lucky. I remember like studying with Suna one day and we were going through contracts and remedies and I just couldn't get it in my head. And I was praying that it would not be on the exam and it was not. Oh, same with so con good. Law. I oh literally could not yeah. be happier. It was the best thing ever. I got so lucky.
I know. No, honestly, like I would have been very sad if we had to do con law on our bar exam. Because I remember the few days that we studied together, I think in total we studied like three times together throughout yeah. bar prep. And like, then I studied twice with a different friend. But I actually like, I remember in the bar exam, having to recall information and remembered us talking about it. Like when we yeah. did our CalCiv Pro essay, like on the first essay, I was like, oh, Kayla and I just talked about this 2 days ago. So I think like,
wow.
In terms of setting up like a study schedule or a strategy, I think consistency is really important. So like, I just treated it like a full-time job. So like, you know, yeah. get up in the morning, start around 9, end around 6, take your lunch break, take a break in the afternoon. And then on the weekends, I'd sleep in a little bit more because I needed something to break that routine up. But yeah. I think that consistency was really good. In addition, for strategy, I will say like, I would totally recommend knocking out all the videos as fast as you can and then not reading any of the long outlines unless you just need some clarification on something. Because I feel like when it assigns you to read the outlines, it's just a waste of time because you're not really going to be retaining anything. Oh, I totally
agree.
Yeah. But the videos are very beneficial, but I think the best way you learn is just by practicing. So like the more you can practice, the better. And like, that's what our bar prep professors had told us during the year. So that was a part of my strategy. It was just to like, you know where my time was more valuable and try not to do things that were going to waste time. Obviously you can't really know in advance, but you know, you kind of have to adapt to that as you go. But I think that just being consistent, you know, if you're not a morning person, maybe you should try to be because the bar is in the morning. I would like, I don't know. Like we also tried to study like during the hours that the bar was going to be administered.
Which is fine for me.
I remember. Yeah.
I'm totally okay with that.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, I think like, you know, your bar prep company is going to give you a schedule, but you don't have to stick to it to a T. You can do things that work for you. I remember like in the last like 2 weeks, I completely ignored Themis and just focused on memorizing and practicing. So, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I actually have one more strategy. Mm-hmm. This is what we were taught in our 3L. Mm-hmm. But for all those 3Ls listening who are planning on taking the July bar or February bar for that matter, what I suggest is do as many PTs as possible right now.
Yes.
And also start memorizing PR, because those are two guaranteed. It's always on the, it's going to be on every exam. And we got a curveball on our PT. And if I hadn't done like a million of them, I probably would have blanked and not written anything and failed, because that is double the amount of one essay. And then PR, you just always need to know PR. So if you're issue spotting PR constantly, that will totally like pick up your score. Just focus on PR and focus on the PD and you will be golden.
No, I completely agree. And like the thing with PR is like, I don't know if other states are like this, but it's always on the California bar. Like it has been tested every single bar exam for like the last 10 years at least. Yeah. And I think it's because California also used to have its own code, but then they like kind of conformed it to like match the ABA's code or whatever. So it's like, they just want to like test you to see if you can like spot the differences, because they're annoying, but also because like California is a huge state and they don't want malpractice. So I think that's another reason why they put it on every single bar, even though like, it's just, there's like no structure to PR, which was my problem. Like there was no like rhyme or reason to how to like really attack an essay. So I totally agree. Do as much practice as you can with those two topics, because you know they're going to be on the bar exam. And yeah.
I think I made up our PR exam. Like I honestly think I made it up during the class.
I think I made up some rules for sure.
I definitely made stuff up, because like I'm reflecting on it right now and I have no idea what I wrote, but somehow it felt like I knew stuff in the moment. So that's
good. You know, hey, obviously it worked. So
because I memorized.
Yeah. But
that will segue into our next question,
which is
how do we memorize? And I know that we've talked about this in the past. Mm-hmm. So I don't have to dwell on it, but for me, it was always mnemonics. I love mnemonics.
You had the great mnemonics.
I still remember my mnemonics. Like that is how good they were. So
I remember your intentional tort one. That's the only one I remember.
Sadly, we didn't need to use that one, but it was good. But why don't you tell us about yours? But for me, it was basically just like repeating things. And mm-hmm. for PR, it was literally saying it out loud a million times.
Mm-hmm.
And then it would finally just get in my head. But besides that, I use mnemonics for everything else.
Yeah.
But
and I remember you also said that like you would read the bar essay book before you went to bed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like I go into
just repetition.
Yeah. Repetition. Yeah. That's
repetition. Really
all it is. Because it doesn't have to be verbatim. You just need to know it.
No, totally. And I think, you know, we touched on this in our, you know, how to kill a closed book exam episode, but I think knowing your learning style is crucial when it comes to effectively memorizing things. And like, I came across that concept on a bar exam toolbox podcast and I took a quiz and I was like, okay, I'm visual and kinesthetic. Mm-hmm. So I actually incorporated some different techniques into how I was going to memorize things. So one of them was, walking and listening to podcasts like the hands-free MBE, because apparently with my learning style, I remember things by remembering what I was doing at the time I was like learning them. So I do remember, when I was trying to memorize torts stuff, this particular day when I went to the reservoir and was listening to the torts episode of Attractive Nuisance. And like, I still remember Attractive Nuisance because of that. Cause I was walking outside and there's a reservoir there. And I was like, oh, like what if a child were to like climb over this like gate or whatever. Anyway,
so practical.
Yeah.
I love it.
So I did that, but then also, you know, I thought of what worked for me during law school, which was making my own outlines, practicing, and just like rewriting my outlines over and over again. Yeah. So I got a whiteboard, which was really, really useful. I would just like try to write things out just by memory, or at least write some checklists out. Yeah, I ended up making like a long outline and then a rule statement sheet and then like an attack sheet for myself, which was probably a waste of time. But at the same time, maybe no, it wasn't repetition. Because it helped me remember. Oh. Yeah, because it's like I struggle with just like reading something to remember it. Like I have to have some active component. So yeah, I think like just making the outlines and like redoing them and like perfecting and editing them and then doing essays was
what worked. I kind of did that too because I made posters.
Yeah, so you did.
I like went to the 99-cent store, brought posters and got markers. And I just made like for each subject, I kind of just did like an overarching, mm-hmm. like just with like rule statements and issue spotting. It was just like so broad, but it helped so much. And I would look at it before bed. Like that's just what I did before bed. I would wind down, watch TV, maybe just like skim a few things. And then go to bed and it was fine. Yeah. It worked out clearly.
No, I think like, you don't really realize how much your brain is absorbing until like a week before the bar when you can actually start recalling like a crazy amount of information out of nowhere. Cause I struggled with the fact that like when I was studying, I would feel like I wasn't learning anything. And you and I talked about this a lot, like while we were studying, I remember it's like, you can't recall everything at once, but if you just like focus on the one topic, on the one issue, then all of a sudden all these things like just start popping up and it's like, where did that come from?
It works. Trust the process. That's really all you got to do. Trust the process because it will work.
It does.
It worked for me, for someone who literally has the brain of a squirrel. Like no! I literally don't remember anything. My memory is like so bad, but for some reason I was able to recall everything so well on the bar. Mm-hmm. So you guys got it.
Think of it like you're training for a marathon, honestly. Like you're doing something every day to get you closer, and like some days suck and some days feel better, but the idea is you're supposed to be actively learning every day. And I think definitely do as much practice as you possibly can. We already talked about this, but like that will help you on timing. That will help you on issue spotting. Like the more things that you actually work with, the better you will fare once you get to all those like different topics. And it's a lot, but you know, it's just something you have to do. Just remember that it's like, you know, it's only 10 to 12 weeks out of your entire life. And that perspective, I think is important, which brings us to our mental health segment of the episode and our next question, which is how did you take care of your mental health?
I've definitely gone over this topic multiple times on this podcast because it's really important to me. I really struggle with anxiety and I think, you know, during the bar exam, my anxiety actually wasn't awful. But there definitely were moments where I would just break down and it happens. It's, you know, you get to a point where you're under so much pressure and things don't go your way or you score poorly on an MBE question or, you know, you don't remember something and it's so frustrating. But it's so important to make sure you're eating well, you're drinking a lot of water, you're working out, you're taking care of your body. And then for me, I was getting like constant massages and that would help me so much. And I know like you're going to laugh when I say this, but because like when you're getting a massage, like you really should like zone out and just like enjoy the massage. But like, I would literally like go through, like, I would like go through elements in my head. I know it's so weird, but like, I was like getting a massage. I would literally just like issue spot and like say things like out from memory and it helped me so much. Like, I don't know. I was like recalling all this stuff and it made me feel better. So I know like I should have zoned out, like, don't get me wrong, but I, at that point, like I couldn't think of anything else. So.
Well, it's also like hard to take a break and not think about it. That's what I found. Cause like, I totally agree that, you need to take care of your body too. Cause like people talk about the mental toll that the bar takes, but no one talks about the physical toll that it takes on your body. Like cause you're sitting for extended periods of the day and like stressed out and hunched over your computer, hunched over your notes or whatever. So you like really need to loosen up. I had a good routine during bar prep. I'd like get up, go for a walk or like do some Pilates at home or something. Basically do something where I was moving my body first thing in the morning and I wasn't thinking about anything else. And then I would try to like go for a short walk, like around the block in the afternoon or something, just to break up the day, because it's so easy to get burned out. And like, you will reach a point where you just can't anymore. And you just start crying all the time because you feel stupid. That is your sign. You just have to take the day off.
Well,
and like, that's not going to be the end of the world, but you just have to take a day off if you get to that level.
Do you remember when my cousin lost my car key and I just literally started crying like someone had died? Like literally, my cousin borrowed my car and lost my car key, and it literally, I've never cried so much in my life. It had nothing to do with this key. Like, honestly, it was like a joke, but
it's just that trigger, that one thing that like pushes you over the edge.
Oh,
I think like well, cause also we planned a few days off, right? Like I planned to not work on my birthday because like, why would I study for the bar on my birthday? And like, you know, we made plans to like do something nice. And then there was like, you know, a half day that I just like didn't feel like it. So I just didn't. And then like, there was another day where I just felt so exhausted and tired and like negative about everything that I was like, I'm just not going to do it today. It's there's nothing that can like bring me to my desk. Cause it's like, the more that you keep pushing yourself through that, the you're just not going to retain anything. And then if you make more mistakes, you're just going to get more stressed out and you're going to feel stupider and you're going to feel like you're not going to fail. And like that, you just need to take breaks. Also have snacks. Like, don't deprive your body of food. I'm a big snacker. I love food.
Me too.
And I love snacks in particular. I stocked the kitchen with like granola bars, like some chips or pretzels or fruit or veggies or
Well, that also helps with stamina, which is our next question anyway. Like literally you fuel your body and that is how you have your stamina. Literally fuel your body, take care of it and sleep. You have to
sleep is so important. Oh, I would get like 9 hours every night. Like I'd go to bed early, get up early.
I slept like a baby.
I know. Cause you're so tired. That's the thing. It's like, you're so exhausted that you sleep deeply. And like, there were a few nights, like as the bar was approaching where I had like really bad anxiety dreams, but like, you're just, cause you're giving it your all and you're studying and it's like all consuming and you're just exhausted.
The dreams. I had them too.
Yeah.
I actually had most of my vivid dreams were after we took the bar and they were of me passing the bar. It was me like, envisioning myself opening up the portal and seeing pass. It was the weirdest thing. And then I would wake up so pissed off because I was like, it's not real.
No, I remember right after the bar, I had a dream that my computer crashed during one of the essays. And I was so stressed and I woke up and I was like, oh, okay, we're good. We took it already. It's fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, so our next pair of questions are kind of related. So the first one is tips for keeping up stamina while studying, which we sort of touched on. Mm-hmm. But the other one is tips for keeping stamina up on exam day, which I think is super important because if you don't know, both of your days are like 6 to 6.5 hour days of nonstop using your brain and nonstop typing and reading and analyzing things. So was there anything in particular that you did to kind of keep your energy up and like make it through the day?
Yes. I drank a lot of Celsius. I know that's not necessarily like the best thing to do, but it's like it's an energy drink. Yeah. It's not as bad. It's like a healthier energy drink. Mm-hmm. That is like the best thing ever. Like that and a lot of coffee and that helped. I mean, And then just making sure that like I was taking a lot of practice exams that were timed. And then also I took the bar at my brother's apartment and I made sure to go there a few times and do simulated exams. And I really, that was like the only thing I did in terms of like my stamina. But what about you?
Yeah, I think definitely simulating the experience, like you just said, I did that a lot. So I did timed essays, I did timed practice tests, I timed everything. And I think that that actually really helps because you'll start to notice that like, okay, one essay will exhaust you in the beginning. But as you keep going, you'll find, oh, I can do two essays back to back. like, oh, I can do 3 essays back to back. So like it starts getting there. I still think like I would tap out at 4. So then having to do a 5th one and then a PT was like too much, but then the adrenaline kicks in and you're fine on exam day. But I think like practice makes perfect in that sense. Like you're working towards building your ability to focus for that long.
Definitely.
And I thought that the nice thing about taking the exam remotely, like we did, was that we got a 10-minute break after each essay or after each multiple choice set of questions. And during that time in the, during like exam day, I actually did like jumping jacks right before.
Same.
And I moved around. I did like squats in my like study room at the library that I was taking the exam in. Cause like, I didn't want my body to feel sluggish, because then when my body feels sluggish, my brain starts to go. So I, incorporated some movement to just stay focused and energetic. Coffee, lots of water, lots of snacks. Like I think I planned basically like a snack for every single break during the bar, because I was like, you know what? I don't feel hungry, but I feel like I need this boost of like blood sugar to just get me through. And I think it helped, because like, I didn't feel like I was crashing. Day 2, that last session before going into the last session, I was dying. Like I literally,
well, the almost, MBE is just rough in general. That's
just
rough.
Like, because it started out easier and then it got really hard. Yeah. And then like, I just remember in the last session of the day, I had an urge to literally slap myself so I could pay attention, because I couldn't on camera, obviously, but like I started to feel my eyes start to, like my eyelids start to get heavy, because I was so tired at that point. And like, I knew the end was near.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the adrenaline will carry you through. But you can definitely practice and study in a way that simulates what you're going to experience on exam day, so that at least your brain is used to focusing for those periods of time.
Yeah.
It's honestly, it's taking the bar is like, it's unnecessarily stressful and hard on the body, but hopefully
you
those
got
of
it.
You who listening don't have to take it again, and you're going to kill it the first time around, because you're going to study the right way and put in the work.
Exactly.
So the next question we have is also related to taking a remote exam, because we took the bar remotely. I don't think the California bar is going to be in person this upcoming
all of the bars are in person now, including California.
Really?
Yeah. They're all in person now, including February.
Okay.
I mean, I think if God forbid something happened where,
with like,
you know,
Corona. Yeah.
Corona, which I highly doubt at this point because of all the vaccinations. Maybe, but I'm 99% sure that everything is gonna be in person. So I guess our tips don't really.
I still think some carry over,
make
sure that
your
computer works, because like, you know, make sure that your computer meets the specifications, practice in timed increments that are going to mirror your exam day. I think if you are taking the exam in person around people, you need to like somehow learn to be able to tune out people. Cause I think that would have been my problem. Like hearing other people type and tap and think and stuff like that. So I think that if I were preparing to take an in-person exam, I might actually try to go and do some like practice tests, like maybe at like a cafe or something, just to be able to like fully, you know, focus and like not get distracted by noises. So like maybe studying in loud spaces, I would have tried that, because otherwise, like during in-person finals, I would kind of get tripped up by other people typing too fast or like someone chewing gum or like whatever it was. But I think like, you know, a lot of our tips carry over. I think with the thing with the remote bar is just like, if you end up having to do it remotely somehow, just do the mock exams that they send you, just to make sure your computer is going to be fine. I mean, it's okay. Like our exam soft was okay in the end, but some people did experience technical difficulties. So if you've been, you know, thinking of getting a new computer, now might be the time, just in case, like maybe plan for that in the future, or just like be sure that your computer can handle what the software requires. But yeah, I mean, like I really, I hope everyone does well, because it sucks.
Well, the good thing about in person is like, if God forbid your computer shuts down or something, they'll give it to you to handwrite. which is unfortunate, but at least they have it. And it's not like you're waiting around and have to
Be not as isolated and like have to call exams off and be with their customer support, like during the exam.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, just be organized, try to simulate it as much as you can. If you have the ability to study in the space that you're going to take the exam in, that's another great way of preparing. Mm-hmm. I did that in my library study room that I was going to take the exam in, and I don't know if it helped, but it kind of got me in the zone at least. So
totally.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess our next question would have to be, you know, do you think it's harder for an out-of-state law student to pass the California bar exam?
I think yes, but also no. Yes, because there are so many California specific topics, like there are a lot of distinctions that you have to learn, and it's easier to remember and relearn them if you've taken them in law school. But also I feel like, you know, if you're out of state and you're just organized enough and like you're learning these California topics from scratch, like if you put in the work, you can do it. I just think that if you want to take the California bar, going to a California school will probably help you, just because like the past statistics show that like a majority of the law students who take the bar, who pass the bar, have studied at California schools, because California schools have the California centric classes. But again, you know, it's not required. It's just, you're going to probably have to work a lot harder. And it might stress you out a little bit more, because we do have some challenging topics, like California community property is difficult. And like, I don't know what I would do if I had to learn that from scratch during bar prep. Like wills and trusts may be easier, but like community property was a little complicated. So I think it's beneficial to see it the first time while you're in law school, and then like to learn it later.
Totally agree. And if you're taking California, just make sure to really knock down those PR rules, because I think like the one where they really care about the distinctions, because for the most part, some of the picked answers that are on the California Bar website, they don't even have distinctions. Like sometimes I think there was like an evidence one where like they basically just wrote it all federal rules and didn't even talk about California, but got like a perfect score. So it doesn't really matter. I think PR is like the biggest one, but for the most part, I think it's totally doable.
I think so too. It just like might be a little more stressful, but like at the same time though, the thing about bar essays is that like, you know, you can make up rules as long as your analysis is on point.
There
like,
we go.
You know, I've talked to so many attorneys who say, yeah, I totally made up those rules on that torts or contracts or whatever essay, but I passed and it was fine. So, you know, you don't have to like know everything to a T, but just make sure that you're focusing on your state specific stuff as well.
Yes.
Yeah. So, cause that was annoying. I think the most annoying one for me is like, I just like my brain just would not want to learn community property. Like it did towards the end, but when I started reviewing it again, I was just like, give me wills and trusts again. It was so much more structured, but yeah.
I know. Well, luckily our community property crossover with wills was not horrible.
It wasn't horrible. So.
Like we got really lucky.
Was it like the year before or 2 years before? There was like that one practice test that we did that was just like brought us to tears. Yeah. It was so complicated.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Not my problem anymore.
Exactly. And yeah, you know what? If you really mess up an essay or an MBE, you learn from it, which actually just reminded me of another thing that I did to study and to learn and to memorize. Anytime I got something wrong, I would write out the rule by hand, and then I would write out the explanation by hand. Yeah. I had like a separate notebook for it and everything.
Yeah.
I think that really helped. Yeah. Like if you learn by handwriting, that will definitely help you a lot. And then that really just brings us to our last question, which was, how confident did you feel after the exam, and were you shocked by your results? It's a loaded question, I feel like.
it's loaded for sure. So for me, the first day, I kind of blacked out. So I had to ask my boyfriend, like, how I acted, because I don't really remember. Mm-hmm. But he said that the first day, apparently I came home and I was really excited. I think I was in a good mood because I had known that all the essay topics were my strong topics. And mm-hmm. I think I was very happy about it. I do recall like almost being on the verge of tears about that performance test.
Oh my God.
Like the craziest curveball ever, which in hindsight, like I laugh about now because if you do so many PTs for practice and they have, it's just like a formula. Mm-hmm. I just did it the standard way and clearly it was okay. So, but then the second day I remember being like, I guessed on 95% mm-hmm. of those questions. I did not feel confident at all the second day. I think for me, it was a hit or miss. I didn't feel confident, but I also didn't feel like I failed. Yeah. So I really don't know. I really don't know. I really wish I could see my scores, but that's not possible. So I think this guy, John Grossman from Adaptivar saved my life for MBE. And I think it was because I was able to just knock out the wrong answers. Mm-hmm. Seriously, I think it was just, it came down to an educated guess. And I think that's ultimately what's
I think
me,
that's the point that you're, that's what you're aiming to get to with MBEs. And then obviously, like, you know, we talked about finding out about our bar results, but like you were, were you shocked or were you like, oh, I kind of knew it. Like, how did you feel when you found out?
I don't want to like sound cocky, but like, I kind of knew it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's because like, I've been manifesting it since like day one. Like I literally have a note card at my desk that says like Kayla Bergman Esquire next to it. And then on top of that, like I just kept having all these dreams about the passing. And I think my, dreams were telling me that like, you did everything you could have done to study and to prepare for this test that, you know, if you failed it, it, you can't even be mad at yourself because
you did everything.
You can't even be upset because you literally did everything correct. You did everything you could have done. You went above and beyond. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, I also have to admit like those essay topics. Okay. Like I will keep going back to those because like the fact that we did not have contracts and con law literally saved my life. And I really don't, and BA. And I think if I had gotten these subjects, there could have been a chance of me not passing. And no, I think a lot of it has to do with luck. I think a lot of it has to do with luck too, because these were all my strong subjects. I mean, what are the odds?
Yeah. So. I also think that like, even if they weren't your strong subjects, I think the adrenaline would have like done something. Cause like you did put in a lot of work and like we both did.
Yeah.
And like when I opened that first essay and I saw that it was Civ Pro, I was like, yes, I can do a Civ Pro essay.
I was so happy.
Cause Civ Pro is so formulaic. Like once you really get into it, it actually feels super easy. Like if you're a 1L listening to this, you're probably like, what the hell are they talking about? Civ Pro is the worst. I'm like, actually it's not, it's very formulaic.
It's the best. You'll love it.
But, I think for me, when I left day one, I was freaked out because our performance test. Okay, here's the backstory. California, in the last like 10 bar exams, had tested an objective memo or a persuasive brief. Like that's sort of what they had been testing for a really long time. Like they hadn't thrown in a weird format in a while. You know, and that's basically what our bar prep companies were giving us to practice with. It was like objective memo or persuasive, like brief or motion.
Yeah.
So I opened the performance test and it's a closing argument. And like all of my internships were transactional. I did a litigation internship, but I did not go to court. I've never been to court in my life. I've done jury duty twice, but I never got called in. So like, I don't know the first thing about what a closing argument is supposed to be like. So for a solid 5 minutes, I was just sitting there like, this is how I fail the bar. Like, this is how it happens.
I felt
there's
the same
a reason
way.
Those essays weren't as bad as I thought they were going to be. It's because they were saving it for the freaking performance test.
I feel the same way. I actually blacked out. I think that was like the first 5-10 minutes, I was like, I have no idea how to write this.
The first 5-10 minutes, I was like, what the hell am I going to do? And then the next 5 minutes, I was reading through the fact file because I was like, I have to.
It was hard.
It was.
I don't know how I passed that. It was really hard.
You know, at the end of the day, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to say honorable whatever jury and the people of the court or something. And then I'm just going to write something persuasive.
That's so funny that you did that.
That's what I did.
I literally wrote a memo. I did not write anything. I literally said, like, please see below for, you know, your closing argument or whatever. I literally did not even.
No, because I think what it is, because here's the thing. The PT ended, day one was over. And I sat there while my exam file uploaded, contemplating, like, do I look up what a closing argument looks like? Do I do that to myself right now? Because on the one hand, I would rather know, but on the other hand, like, what if I totally messed it up and it derails me tomorrow? So I was just like, no, you know what? I'm just going to look it up. Like, I could maybe I'll do really well on MBE and I'll pass, like, either way, whatever.
Yeah.
So basically, the only thing I didn't end up doing really was use headers, but I finished and it was persuasive. So I think that as long as you get the tone of the PT and have some type of structure, but you finish, you'll probably be fine. Because I also emailed our bar prep professor, all freaked out about it.
Same.
And I was like, so I've never written this before. It was in, like, none of our practice things. And I was just, you know, it's just a frantic email. I could probably pull it up right now and just, like, laugh at myself. But I was so just, like, thrown off. But she was like, basically, if you finished and if it was persuasive, you're most likely fine. And I think, like, I didn't realize that actually finishing the PT gets you, like, a ton of points, even if you're not, like, fully... even if you fully don't cover everything, like, I didn't realize that.
For me, like, I didn't finish the PT. Like, I finished it, but my facts, like, I barely had enough time to get through the facts.
Yeah.
So, like, I briefed every case. I finished it. I wrote a conclusion, but, like, my facts were so meager during the PT. Like, I barely got through it. Like, I was running out of so much time. So, like, I still don't understand how it. I honestly wish I got it back because I'm so confused how I passed that essay. But you know what? Who cares?
You know what? It's curved. Yeah. Who cares?
It's curved.
So yeah, day one, I just remember, like, I felt a little bit more relieved after our professor was like, you're probably okay.
Yeah.
But I came home and I was just like, I need to unwind somehow. So I think I took a bath or I took, like, a long hot shower or something, and then had dinner, watched some Olympic, like, equestrian sports because I love horses, and that was, like, really calming for me. And then the second day, it was more a matter of just making it through 200 multiple choice questions without losing my mind. That's when I really started to get tired. And there were so many questions about specific performance on our MBE. Like, and I just remember sitting there being like, I answered this one thing for this question, but I feel like this question is asking the same thing, but I'm answering something else. Like, what's going on?
Remember the Harry Lauswort question or something? There was, like, a Harry Lauswort.
What was it about?
Like, literally, that's like,
was it a con law question?
Yeah, I think
so. Oh, yeah, there was that, like, really weird con law question.
And then there was, like, an FHA question that I remember, but that's, like, about it. But I don't really care because
Yeah, exactly. I just like, you know, it ended and I waited for my thing to upload. And then, like, I went home and I was just so relieved and happy. And I was just like, you know, going to go to, just, I slept. I was basically just in bed the whole next day.
Yeah,
but
same.
In terms of, like, whether or not I passed, I felt very neutral. I was like, okay, if I didn't mess up the PT, and then if the MBE went like how it did during practice, like towards the last few weeks when I was like performing better, I probably passed. But, you know, I could have messed up the PT, but I also could have messed up the torts essay because that was the main essay that I just wasn't sure about at all.
Yeah.
And then I was like, but then again, I could have totally bombed all of those specific performance questions. So I felt like very on the fence, but I also felt, like you were saying earlier, I did everything that I could. Like, I literally devoted my entire life to studying for this exam. And if it's not enough, it's not enough. Like, if you know, if I fail, that doesn't mean I can't be a good lawyer. It'll just derail me for like 6 months at the most, but you know, it is what it is. Like a lot of people fail the California bar the first time and it's okay if I do too. Mm-hmm. So I was like trying to like give myself these pep talks whenever I get nervous about it. And I
think we did that to each other a few times too.
Yeah. But also I think it really helped to be employed, to have a job, to be distracted by. That was really, that helped like, take my mind off of it for sure. And then when I found out, I was like, okay, so everything I did was enough. Like that's how I felt. Cause I felt like, you know, during the study process, I was like, I'm doing all these things. Like, do they matter? Like which of these is a waste of time and which is not? So I was just like, when I found out, it's like, okay, good. Like I did what you're supposed to do. Like I felt like more validated in everything that I did.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a great relief. And I'm so proud of you.
I'm so proud of you. We did it.
We put in the work. Like when I think about how dedicated we were studying, like we really, really put in the work. And that goes to show, like, if you just put in the work and if you're consistent and you're actively learning and you're making an effort, you'll probably pass. Like,
it's fine if you don't, but like eventually you will. And I think if you take a lot of these tips to heart and you use them, because that's what worked for us. And I feel like both of us had very similar study habits. Mm-hmm. You'll do great. And I think it is a really stressful time, but looking back on it, it went by really quickly.
Yeah, it did. And it was nice to only have that going on in your life instead of having to like balance 17 other things.
I actually enjoyed studying for the bar more than I did the LSAT.
Yeah. Oh, I hated LSAT. I was working at the same time. It sucked. Yeah.
Like this is so much better. Yeah. So you'll be fine.
Yeah. But, and like, you know, you'll start to pick things up faster and you'll gain more confidence in some areas and then you'll focus on your problem areas and then you'll feel more confident in those too. And yeah. And you know, it clicks at one point. I can't tell you when, but it does.
So. Like 2 weeks before, but it's okay.
I think for me, it was a week before, not even two weeks, 2 weeks before I still felt useless. So, it's a traumatizing experience, but
you
have got it. You will do it. Just be stubborn, be consistent and work hard.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you guys have any other questions, we're always here to talk about it. We think helping you all is the best thing that we can do. And we want to help you all. This is what we're here for. So please reach out with any questions you may have, or if you have any, you know, questions or concerns about what we just talked about. Mm-hmm. And we're always here for you guys.
Yeah, we always
love you. Thank you so much for following our journey because now we're attorneys and you can do it too.
Oh my God. We're attorneys. Yes. And you can do it too. And with that, we will see you in our next episode.
Bye.